Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to, interesting, irreverent, cool talk radio station on the internet. All right, today is always a great subject. I'm going to help you out to find your greatness. What? Are we great? How do we get there? What's that all about? Well, we're going to be talking about that and also hopefully answering some listeners' questions. I always encourage you guys to email me if you have any questions or comments about some of the guests or past shows or even, personal issues that you'd like a little bit of advice to help you with. And do keep in mind, by the way, that, I don't have a therapy relationship with you, by the way. But what I do is I help you just kind of figure things out, maybe give you some suggestions, that kind of thing, so you can get back on track with yourself. That's what we do here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Also, if you'd like to call in, you can do so. The number here is 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And I was talking last week about the concept of how can we be greater for ourselves? How do we find greatness out there in the world, you know, with all the chaos going on? And we have to just sort of slow the chatter going on in our minds a little bit in order to focus in on kind of what is best for us. You know, we're so scattered. A very good friend, a psychologist friend of mine, wrote me a little email and a link that had to do with, multitasking and too much going on in our lives. Yeah. So it's like sometimes that can scatter us, although there are brain games that can keep us focused, you know, on certain things. What happens many times is people, we all just sort of get scattered. And, it just seems like as more technology comes to the forefront and in our homes, we get to really focus on a lot of different things. So we've got so many things going on. I've got a text going on to someone out there. I've got a call in place. I'm on hold with someone else. I've got my Twitter account going on, my LinkedIn, and the Instagram, of course. We've got so many things at once that we're doing and sending out and, you know, broadcasting out there in the world, into the internet abyss. And it's hard to figure. It's hard to try to wrap our heads around, you know, what can we do to keep our heads clear? What can we do to make ourselves feel better? You know, so we're going to try to address some of those issues today and try to help you out. We're waiting for a call from my special guest. Her name is Polly Higgins. She's famed author and international environmental lawyer. Her book is called I Dare You to Be Great. And it's a great read. It talks about how to, you know, get yourself together, help yourself survive in this crazy world, and also kind of help the environment, help people out there in your world. So we're waiting for Polly to call at 323-203-0815. And I also invite you to call if you have any questions or comments or anything like that. Please feel free to give me a call here live on the air because, you know, it'd be awesome to talk to you and help you out with some of your issues. I have a lot of people who've written me in the past, emailed me at docmichelle@aol.com, and they've asked me questions about certain relationship issues they may have or self-esteem issues that they're going through. So, you know, I'm here to help you answer those questions. So again, if you'd like to give me a call, that's cool. Do so, 323-203-0815. And we'll get right to you, and I'll help you out with some of your questions. All right, let's start out with someone who is trying to find their identity within a world of control. I loved this email. It was really, really great. All right, it says, "Dear Dr. Michelle, I grew up with a family who was so controlling, I didn't have my own identity. I didn't know what to think, even what to wear, how to talk. In other words, everything was ruled by my parents. They weren't necessarily religiously strict. They just told me everything to do at all times. They always wanted to know what I was doing, where I was going, who I was talking to, and what I said, even when I was 20 years old. I've still lost my identity." And he says, "I'm now 25 years old and finding my way in a good career after college," in parentheses. "I lived at home while going to college." That was a big mistake, but no offense or anything. "How do I find my own identity in this world?" Wow, that is a powerful question. Because what I'm going to say to you is that it all starts within. And it's really hard to find your own power, especially when you've been told and asked about all of your thoughts. You're giving up your own identity to other people and authority figures. So what I'm going to tell you is that this is the time. You say you're 25 now. Good for you. You finished college. You're out there. Hopefully you're enjoying your job, or you're planning on a career or something. And hopefully you have some supportive relationships around you. And hopefully you're out of the house and maybe on your own. So what I would suggest you might do is really find things that you love, not that your parents love, not that anyone else loves, not that anything, you know, that you feel that people might be judging you at. Find what you want, Josh. Find what you want for you. If you can't, write down a whole list of things that you've always enjoyed since you were young. Whatever it is. Okay? So the first to finding an identity is, who am I and what do I like? What rings my bell? What makes me feel good? So you've got to get in touch with that and really take a lot of alone time to do that. You know, let some of those messages come in. Let some of those old messages filter out, those messages of, you know, you have to be this in life or you have to be that, from your parents. And just find out what you would like. What would you like in relationships? What would you like in terms of a real great job or a real great career? And also, Josh, don't forget to list those things about you that are really great. Sit down and just hammer out a list of the things you like about yourself. A lot of us don't like to do that because it's a little uncomfortable to look, you know. So, Josh, thank you so much for emailing me at docmichelle@aol.com. And I love to help you out at any time. Everybody, if you'd like to give me a shout or something like that. And I'm also going to be reading other emails, questions that people have. So what I can do is put you on the air. All right. So that'd be awesome. So again, we're getting a call in. I just lifted it up here and it fell off the screen. So hopefully if you give me a call, 323-203-0815 here on the couch, I, Dr. Michelle, will help you with some of your relationship or self-esteem or image issues that you may have. I'd be happy, you know, to help you get going here. All right. Here we go. Another email's coming up on docmichelle@aol.com. All right. Here we go. This is from Jill. And it says, "Dear Doc, I love your show. Thank you so much. Why do I always pick the wrong guys? Why do I always pick the wrong guys?" Well, I'll tell you what. I would love you to, email me a little bit more, Jill, about what you mean by the wrong guys. So what I want you to do is email me right now, docmichelle@aol.com. Define for me what you mean by the wrong guys. What to you are the wrong guys? What are the bad boys? What are the wrong guys? I'd love to hear from you. All right? So email me that. And then I'll get back to you. All right. Okay. We have a caller on the line here on LA Talk Radio. You are live on the couch with Dr. Michelle. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, Dr. Michelle. How you doing? This is Dennis.
Dennis, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. This is so great. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I absolutely love your show, Doc.
Thank you.
I consider you to be my psychologist.
All right. Well, I like that. Wonderful.
I thought I would take this opportunity. You know, I've been meaning to call and ask something like this for quite some time.
Yeah.
I guess now I finally got the courage.
Yes.
I do have low self-esteem. I will tell you, am not satisfied with the way every time I look in the mirror, I'm overweight. I do have a large mole on my face.
Yeah.
And
I
can tell people look at it. I can tell people notice it. It's one of the first things people notice when they look at me. And I don't know what to do. It hurts. I'm 27 years old.
Yeah.
I've had one girlfriend in my entire life.
That's all right.
It was years ago.
Yeah.
I'm lost. I don't know what to do.
Bless your heart.
Listening to your show truly helps me. I mean, I take your advice and try to apply it, but sometimes I just, it's hard.
Sure. It sure sounds like it, sweetheart. And so what are you doing in life for yourself right now to help yourself? What are you doing?
I work as a technician.
Nice.
I like work. It's kind of confusing, but basically, I program computers.
Ah, all right. That's, you know what?
Like
that's a special skill set.
A computer technician.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you work as an independent contractor, or do you work for a company?
No, I work for a company.
Oh, that's good. So you work pretty full time hours out there, huh?
Full time, all the time. Yes.
Well, good for you. I love that. Okay, so. You make your own money, and are you independent? Are you living on your own?
Yes, but I would love someone to live with me.
Sure.
I would love some company. I did put a couple ads out for someone that maybe would want to rent a space, but
yes.
I just also feel like, you know, if I invite someone in my space that I don't know or haven't known for, you know, years, that it might turn into be a nightmare and I would regret it. And
you're going to the dark
place. Space back.
Right.
I just want to know, Doc, what I can do to make me feel better about myself when I look at myself in the mirror, when I think about myself, and also when I think about my approach to women and to girls that I think are attractive, that I would like to have the opportunity, you know, to take out to a dinner.
Yeah.
I want to get that confidence. I don't have that. I want to know, I want to feel what it's like to be that guy. I see all these guys.
Yeah.
All these guys, you know, they get everything they want because they're good looking and the six pack and the this, and I just...
Wow, listen, I tell you a secret. You want to hear the big secret? Ready for the big secret?
Please.
All right, ready, Dennis?
Yes.
You gotta like yourself. You gotta love yourself first before you can be ready for somebody else. You gotta like who you are. So you called me up and you started talking about what you are not, all the things that you are not. And I want to tell you that you have so much going on. Do you know how many people out there would love to do what you do in life and would love to have that gift of knowing computers so well and programming and those specialties? So what I'm saying to you is you have to find within you the gifts. You have to pinpoint what you're strong at, what you're good at. You know, can you do that, do you think? Is that hard for you to do?
I can. I'll tell you, it's definitely something I haven't done because I am a little perplexed all the time with facing the things that make me regret myself.
Right, right.
So how do I do that? How do I make the shift from looking at myself and not appreciating myself to all of a sudden, you know, I assume it doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some things that I can do to maybe, like, affirm to myself? How, Doc, what would you suggest little by little that maybe I can do on a daily basis to help me build my self-esteem and my confidence?
Right.
I just want to talk to girls, Doc. That's it. I just want to talk to girls. I want girls to like me. It will improve my life more than I could even explain. I remember in high school what it felt like to have a girlfriend, and I want that.
Yeah.
I'm always working, and then I play games. I play, you know, my video games.
Cool.
You know, but it's, I feel like that's all that I have. I don't have anything else.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're going to get something
else. If I looked better, I would have.
Oh,
more
no,
things,
that's not
but
right.
But I can't look better because this is just what has been given to me.
Well, look, you can look better. We can all look better. And I'll tell you what we can do is we can really improve our own self-esteem. First of all, like I said, you've got to take care of yourself first. You've got to look inside and find out, Dennis, what is best. What is best for you? What brings you joy? What gifts do you have? You've got to look within yourself, sweetheart. You can't settle for this is the best I am. Yeah, you can always try and strive to be a better person by learning more. Sure. By reaching out there and being more. You said, oh, I'd love to take girls out. I'd love to meet more girls. Well, why don't you put yourself out there? Why don't you start feeling good about who you are?
Because I'm afraid of rejection.
Well, we all
are. If I go and they say no, then I'm just going to feel even worse of a person.
Well, here's
than
the
I
thing.
Already do.
Here's
so
the thing.
I hide. I it's almost self-preservation that I don't go out and look for women because I know what the response is going to be.
Sure. Well, you don't know what the response is going to be necessarily. You don't know that, see? And when you embrace that and believe that all the time, you're putting out, listen, we as human beings pick up vibes, if you want to say that kind of word, or we pick up instinctually, we pick up fear, we pick up someone who has low self-esteem. We all sort of get that vibe. So if you're putting that out there sometimes and you just, oh, I know I'm going to be rejected, I know I'm going to be rejected, you're probably going to be rejected. You know, they have these great books on how to build self-esteem and how to present yourself as I am who I am and I like who I am. And also, let me tell you another little gem here that I learned. And I always kind of tease some of my patients who come in to see me and say, I don't want to put myself out there because if I get rejected, I'm going to go deeper into depression and self-hate. Well, here's the thing.
That is what I'm dealing with.
Okay. When you wait for someone to come to you, how are you going to meet somebody? Are you going to wait? So the only person that's going to come to you if you wait and stay at home is a burglar. And hopefully she's a woman. But, right? You know what I'm saying? That's what I say to my other clients, girls, women who come in. You know, the only person who's going to come to you is probably that burglar. Or, hey, maybe the mailman has a delivery and he's single and cute and nice. But I mean, that'll be great. But you got to put yourself out there too, sweetheart. Whether it's if you're interested in you know, some a church or a synagogue or a temple or what, you know, whatever you'd like to do to attend. Volunteer. Put yourself out there in the world to meet people. You don't have to all of a sudden be looking for a relationship, someone to date, someone to love. Put it out there. Look for friends. Just get your social skills going. You know, the more we put it out there, the more we meet. Find a volunteer group. Find a group that you'd really like to work with. Do you have like a special, I don't know, if you could volunteer and help out a special, you know, cause for people, who would that be? Who would that be?
Yes, it already came into my head. I already know there's this society of people that is, I don't know if you've ever heard of the game World of Warcraft.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But basically there's this society of people that do play this game, but you can help them because believe it or not, there's these new programs called World of Warcraft Anonymous.
Yes, sure, sure.
Just like Alcoholic Anonymous.
Oh yes,
for video games.
Right. People get addicted to those, man.
And well, I was for about 7 years.
Whoa! Did you go to those groups?
So I was a part of this program, and it actually helped my life. I still do play video games, just not World of Warcraft, and nearly as often used to.
Good,
but I always thought that it would be really fun to be like a role model for someone, say, you know, I've been through it. I can do it, and you know, I was addicted. I mean, I was like losing, you know, work over it. Right, like I wouldn't show up to work because I had a raid. Things where your online people come together. Yeah.
Sure.
So whatever. Long story short, I would love to be a part of something like that where I can help people get, you know, lose their addictions and get their lives back.
Yes. Yes. That's a great thing to do. And, you know, in those 12-step meetings or whatever kind of addiction meetings you go to with, I mean, like you said, addicted to, you know, gaming. It's great to be, you could maybe talk to somebody, start going to those groups more and sharing your experience. Because there's so many young people I hear who are, you know, addicted to those games. And there is a life out there. You know, there's a life of hiking and nature and beaches and mountains and wonderful things, not the screen of, you know, conducting your raid today. I mean, that's, you would be a wonderful, it sounds to me, like a wonderful mentor. And I would go to more of those groups and I would say, I'm available, you know, as a sponsor for you. You know, all those 12-step groups have sponsors. You've been there and done that and you've learned and you've cleaned up your act. So, you know, you could be a sponsor to many people and a wonderful, wonderful help. So I would say to you, go for that, Dennis, go for that. And also, are you taking care of yourself physically? Are you getting exercise and are you eating well and just kind of feeding your body with nutrients?
I mean, I don't really think about it too much.
Okay. Because what I'm suggesting that you do is really, you know, go online and look up really nutritious diets. You say, oh, I'm overweight. Well, it sounds to me like it'd be great if you could get up and get out and get walking or, you know, something like that. You don't have to kill yourself and join a gym and spend a lot of money. Get walking, baby. You know,
right.
I don't know where you live, but they have a lot of hills here in the outskirts in beautiful Los Angeles. And a lot of people go out and they do hikes. They do long walks to just kind of get that heart rate up and just it releases endorphins. It'll release some of your depression. You'll lose weight. You'll feel great. And eat healthy.
Yeah.
Don't like stuff your face. You know, just kind of stuffing down feelings. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
A lot of times with gaming.
I totally see.
You know, junk food and gaming are the biggies, you know. You and those hot pockets, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Do you are you in my living room, Doc?
I see you. I know what you're talking about. Anyway, so, you know, I really hope that I helped you. I really did. And thank you so much for calling. Thank you
absolutely,
so much for calling.
Absolutely, Doc. All right. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate all your help. I can't even describe to you how much you help me always, all the time. I've been listening to your show for years, and you've always helped me, and I love everything you have to say, and I just love you. Thank you, Doc.
God bless you, Dennis. Take good care of yourself, and think about some of the things I said. All right?
I absolutely will. You changed my life today. I am going to start focusing more on my health and my overall well-being, and I really think it is going to lead me on the direction to finding a girl and bringing me happiness.
Yay, I do too. And it's not about the goal. It's not about finding the girl. The goal's about finding you, baby.
Wow. I'm going to re-listen to this
okay.
show.
Okay, do it.
I love you, Doc. Thank
love you,
you
too. You take good care of yourself. Blessings. Let me know how you're doing. All right?
Okay, will
all right.
do.
All right, thanks for calling Bye-bye. In. Bye-bye now. Now, that is a special guy right there. On the couch with Dr. Michelle here. You know what I'm doing today is I'm helping you out with some of your issues and your thoughts. And I'm not, you know, giving you advice as a therapist. I'm just giving you some suggestions, age-old suggestions that have helped so many people. So we don't have a therapeutic relationship, but what we do is we have a relationship where I can just suggest ideas to you. And like I said, give you some wisdom, hopefully from the past. And, you know, get you back on track. If you want to call in here, the number is 323 area code in Los Angeles, 203-0815. And I also have some emails waiting and stacked up on the line here from people. And I will try to get to those today because we're having open line on LA Talk Radio. We have another caller on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Chase.
Hey, Chase, what's up? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you, Doc?
I am doing fine today. Feeling good, and I'm happy to help you with whatever your question is.
Great. Well, maybe you can help me. Help me.
Okay.
I was in a relationship with a woman, and and it was, we were in love. At least I thought we were in love. Yeah. And she recently broke up with me to go out with a richer guy.
What?
And materialistic. And I mean, I always thought being materialistic was not her thing. She dumped me.
Oh,
so
how long were you guys going out together?
We were going out for about a year and a half.
Okay, that's a pretty good amount of time. So she sort of led you to believe that you were the one, or your relationship.
Yes,
really.
Yeah. I thought we were getting very, very close. But so interesting how it just seemed like it happened. Like kind of led up to it. And then one night she just said, you know, it's not working out, and you know, I think we should start seeing other people. And I come to find out she was actually, you know, going out with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very sad.
You sound like a really nice guy. I mean, and she kind of led you along all this time. Were there any indications to you earlier that she may have been sort of like a gold digger type? Were there any little things you could remember that may have tipped you off in the past?
Well, she liked nice things.
All right.
She liked you know, we'd go on a vacation, and she, you know, we always stayed at very, very nice hotels.
This was her idea.
Right. Oh. I took her to Hawaii, and it was always top flight stuff.
Yeah.
So, but I'm still trying to get over her, and it's still painful. But since I was listening to your show, I thought maybe you'd give me some insights, some positive something that I could take
yes.
away from.
How long ago did she break up with you?
About a month ago, month yeah. and a half ago.
Yeah. How are yeah. you feeling? You hurting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what does she say to you? What was her excuse for breaking up with you? Did she say I don't love you anymore, or what was going on? How did she justify that?
It's just that she just wanted to date other people.
Yes,
and she knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
she knew she was going to go out with this guy or fall in love with this other guy. But I guess that's the game of love. I guess
no.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the game. I think sounds to me like she may have been playing a game, and maybe you didn't notice some of the signs that, you know, her thing was about survival, was about material things rather than the love. I mean, you're what do you do? Are you a hard-working guy? Have you shown her that you're an
artist?
I'm
very successful.
Good for you.
I own a home.
Yes.
On the weekends, we'll go places, and I have a Harley Davidson, and we go for rides, and, you know, it's fun stuff, but, you know, nothing too serious. You know, we don't go for days and days and days. It's just occasionally we'll take a ride. And
yeah. So you're one of those professional guys that rides a Harley.
I'm one of those guys that look hard, but really soft.
You wear a suit on the weekdays and the Harley jacket on the weekends. Well, you sound like a fun guy.
I am a fun guy.
You know, have you ever been in a serious relationship before? And do you mind me asking your age?
I'm in my mid thirties.
Okay,
I'm 34.
Oh, you sound like a good catch.
She was 32.
Okay. That's a good age spread. Very good. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. I know it hurts, and it does take a while to get over someone who you thought you were going to start a life with and have a nice long relationship with. And, you know, a year and a half is a really good time to bond and get to know someone and really connect and feel comfortable. But without any warning, and if you didn't see any signals, I hear that you say that she was into only going to the really nice places to stay and, you know, or ordering the finest cuisine and going to the finer restaurants and all that. And maybe those were some clues that she wasn't able to hang and, you know, she had to go out to a really nice place all the time. Maybe you should have picked up some of those clues that she wasn't able to just say, hey, you know, let me just make some dinner tonight. Let's stay in and I'll make something for you. Or let's do takeout at a funky place. You know, I'm down for some Taco Bell tonight. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I was going to say McDonald's.
There you go. There you go. So, I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, this just was not the right match, and I really mean this, and I know your heart is broken, and I know you're in pain, but, you know, sometimes life gives us really difficult lessons and painful lessons, and that's what they are sometimes. I encourage people to look at the pain and the heartache and the sadness and the loss as when they come out of all those stages of grief, as what can I learn from this? What can you learn from this? So let me ask you that. What did you learn from this?
Women are evil. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. What have I learned from this? To keep my eyes open.
Yes.
To keep, you know, to protect my heart.
Yes.
But that only makes my heart harder.
Well, that's right.
Not necessarily a good thing.
Right. And that's the problem. You know, a lot of times when we become hurt, you know, we put our boundaries and defense mechanisms up even higher. And it makes us, you know, bring our walls up, and we're even harder to penetrate. And we really hesitate to open up to people in the future. And that's what's really difficult. But you have to look at this. And I know it's really stupid, all right, to say. But you have to really hear me. You have to look at this as, you know what? I missed that bullet. I missed that one.
Yeah.
Because if you are a hardworking man, you do quite well. You enjoy things. You have a lot of personal toys, and you have your own home. You sound like a great guy. And you gave a lot to her, and you were a loving person. I'm not sure you know, if she really wasn't one of the best things that ever happened to you, because you learn what you don't want. So sometimes when we have bad experiences or people in our lives who hurt us, we learn what we don't want. And then we can move on to find out what we do want and what would be best for
us. Sure.
So what I would
do,
if I were you, you know what I would do? I would sit down and write a list, Chase, of all the qualities that you want in a woman. The good ones, the deal breakers that you must have in a woman, and then the qualities you would prefer, but you're willing to, you know, overlook. So write those things down, and then the next time when you're going out, or how did you meet her anyway? Online or?
We were set up friend of a friend.
Okay, well, those are good. Friend of friends are good sometimes.
Yeah,
Although friends of friends don't know us real well, but friends are great because they know us a little better. But you know what I'm saying is the next time you start getting out there and reaching out to people, what's going to happen is you're going to have in your mind an idea of some of the good qualities you want. So you're going to be a little more alert if someone is really insisting on they want the finest things and they really demand, you know, very expensive gifts, or they demand expensive restaurants and trips and the best of the best. That may not be your cup of tea. You know, you don't want some. So you learn. You can look for that kind of thing and look for the kinds of things that you have defined are the deal breakers that you must have in a woman.
Right.
And then base your standards on that when you get out into the world.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, take your time. Hang out. Do you have a nice support group? Do you have guys you can be with and
a
good family?
Yeah. I have a couple friends, and I'm not really going out right now, but or on the search because I want to clear this out of my baffles and then go from there.
Yeah,
so.
I get it. Well, listen, I hope I helped you, and just
you did.
Oh, good.
You did.
Well,
I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and God bless you. You take good care of yourself, Chase, and you know you sound like a really special guy. You sound like a catch. You know, I'm telling you, you put it out there in the world, and you're going to start getting a lot of positive responses. And, you know, there are a lot of women who genuinely want a really good man with great moral character. And you sound like you have a lot on your own. You're not, you know, a guy who just sits around doing nothing. You're a hardworking guy, and you enjoy your toys. You enjoy your Harley, and you enjoy your nice home. So you sound like a great catch. Just be patient, put it out there, and chalk this one up to a woman who you definitely wouldn't have wanted to marry. You may have been having
very
to take
good.
Out a loan to support her lifestyle all the time. So
that's right.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know? So, well, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for calling in. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc.
All right, then. Have a great day. Good luck to you. Let me know. Email me. Let me know how you're doing. Give me an update.
I will.
All right.
I will.
All right, Chase.
Thanks
for calling in. Bye-bye now. All right. I'm taking open line calls today here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. I'm helping you out with some of your issues or questions or comments that you may have. And the number here to call is 323-203-0815. And also, I'm taking your emails, docmichelle@AOL.com. Doc, D-O-C, Michelle, with two L's, at AOL.com. Now, a little bit earlier on the couch here, I got this great email from Jill. And this is really pertaining also to what we talked about with Chase, who was just on the phone. And I asked Jill, she said, why do I always go out with the bad boys? Okay. I asked her to email me back and define what that means, because then, you know, get a little more clarity for Dr. Michelle here, and then, you know, I can help you out. So Jill wrote back, and she said, hey, Doc, the bad boys are the ones that aren't warm but are mysteriously sexy. Okay. They don't always text me back when I need them to, but they say just enough and act warmly when I'm with them. Okay. So the bad boys are the ones, I guess, that aren't giving you the love that you want. This is what I'm getting from you, Jill. They're just giving you enough, and they act warmly and wonderful, but they don't communicate with you as much as you'd like. So, again, I you know, we all define the bad boys as those guys who get in trouble. You know, those guys who are always out there and, you know, dating other women and sneaking around, and they're mysterious, and they do, you know, on the edge things, and they're exciting, and they're, you know, all that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just sometimes bad boys get us in trouble, you know, with the law. You see all those ID shows, you know, so it can be difficult, you know. So that's, you know, what I would define as a bad boy, you know, something like that. What happens sometimes is, you know, we just get into patterns where we really like that excitement, you know, and it's just really not healthy for us. So what I would say is look at yourself and what about the bad boy mentality excites you, you know, Jill? Just kind of think about that. What about that excites you? Why would you want a bad boy? You know, why don't you get a nice guy who is willing to love you, give you the warmth you want? And maybe they're not mysterious and, you know, kind of sexy, but you can find a lot of nice guys out there who really are sexy, open and warm, and have nice moral character and are willing to have a good relationship. Sometimes the bad boys are, you know, a phase, but, you know, if we keep on picking them, we get into self-destructive behaviors, and it's not a good thing. So I would really define what you want. Like I said in the last call to Chase, what you want in a guy. What are your deal breakers? What are really important personality traits that you would like to find? And I don't know how old you are or what, you know, if you're single, been married or whatever, but, you know, what I would say is just really set up some standards for guys that you'd like. You got to take a look at why you do reach out to the bad boys who, you know, really are not willing to commit themselves many times and give us the love we need. Look at that, Jill. And also, you might be a little too afraid of intimacy. It might be a little too scary to get with someone who's real healthy. Got to look at those issues too. So write some of those ideas down and let me know how you're doing, Jill. Email me back. Think about some of the things I've said to you, and thank you so much for being, you know, willing to open up here at DocMichelle@AOL.com so I could share your question on the couch. Let me pull up another question here so I can help you out on the air. And we have a lot of guys, three guys. And then, of course, we had Jill who just emailed. I'm going to scroll down here and look at another. I'm going to try to make it even today so we can have another woman calling or emailing me. So here we go. We have, looks like Anna. Okay, great. Hey, Anna, thanks so much for emailing me. And here we go. Dear Doc, I have a situation where my boyfriend wants an open relationship. I've been with him now for 5 years, and we both love each other very much, and we want to stay together. However, he has suggested that we open up the relationship and maybe experiment a little bit with other women coming into the sexual mix. I know he's not gay, so if I were to suggest another guy coming into the mix, he would not go for that. He seems to be loving and warm and wonderful and very close as always. But why would he want to open up the relationship to another woman? All right. Good question, Anna. That's, you know, that kind of throws me off a little bit because here's the deal. What you have to do is you have to really connect to him and tell him what your needs are. You have to really kind of communicate to him that this may not be, I don't know if you're okay about it. What I'm getting from you is, you know, that you may not like this. I could be wrong, but I'm feeling that you may not want this. You asked me, why would he want to do this? I think you need to ask him why he would want to open up your relationship. I mean, if you have another good answer, you know, if he has another rather good answer for you, you know, you may really want to find out what's going on and see, is it me? Why do you want to explore the relationship with other women? Why am I not enough for you? And if you really don't feel like it and you're just doing it because he wants to do it and you'd start to resent him, you have to be really honest about that, Anna. You have to tell him, I'm not going to allow another woman, you know, in the relationship, or, you know, another woman in our bed. We're not going to do a three-way. We're not going to do this. You know, no sister wives action going on here. You know what I'm saying? So, Anna, I would just really communicate more with him. I don't know why someone would want to do that. Maybe they are interested or met someone else and want to bring you into the bedroom. I'm not sure what that's about. You need to ask him. You need to communicate with him. And you need to also state if this really bothers you, that I'm not comfortable with this. And get some answers. You know, you need to talk to him first instead of Dr. Michelle. I'm really happy to give you some ideas as to why he would ask these things, but or want these things. But just lovingly ask him why. And, you know, let me know, too. You can email me, docmichelle@AOL.com. Let me know how the conversation goes. And just keep asking him questions. Don't accuse him of anything, because you don't know anything yet. Just be, you know, more inquisitive. All right? And communication is the big deal. That's what I say. All right? Thank you so much, Anna, for emailing me, and I sure appreciate it. Got another caller here on the line. Got a couple of minutes left before we go. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle. Who's this?
Oh, my gosh, Doc. I'm so sorry. It's your boy, Kyle. Okay.
Okay, Kyle. How are you?
I'm so good. I just had to call in and respond to that jackass. How dare he interrupt the show? I just want to say, first and foremost, take it as a compliment. Doc, you are beautiful.
Well, thank you. Know what? Thank you, Kyle.
You are seriously the most beautiful radio host that I have ever had the pleasure of seeing, if you go to your homepage. So you know what?
Yes, Kyle.
I just love you, and you've helped me with so many things in my life. It just, it is so disrespectful for someone to get on and think that they're being funny. Well, I have news for you. You're a jackass.
Well, thanks, Kyle, I love you. Thanks for being a regular, and thank you so much for listening to the show here on the couch. I love your emails, by the way. Thank you so much for being a fan, Kyle.
I love you, Doc. Thank
God bless you
so much.
All right, take good care
God
of yourself.
God bless you. Bye. Bye.
All right, that's fan Kyle. I always love to hear from him. He's a super guy. Nice to have. Thanks for sticking up for me, buddy. Listen, as I said, you know, the cool thing about our country is the internet is not regulated by the FCC yet. You never know, though. So there, you know, you never know what's going to happen with the FCC. They're coming in to regulate calls and words and all that stuff. All right, guys, thank you so much for being on the couch with me today. It's always a pleasure to help you with your questions and comments, and hopefully I gave you some good suggestions and ideas, and, you know, not as your therapist, but as your Dr. Michelle buddy, just to, you know, help you out a little bit. As I always do say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others, and that's the way it works in the world. Thanks for listening, and next week we have Jeff Tannen, the man, on the air, the well-known hypnotist. He's a great therapist, author. He's going to help us with so many things. We're going to talk about managing depression. Take good care. Have a good week. Bye-bye. Seeing flashing rays are coming.